So, yes,
the Novak Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Innovation Coaching. Tonight, we're in for a very special treat. We have UV Tanans. How are you?
You're not the first one to mispronounce it. It's fine. My name is Uwe Poznanski.
Poznanski. I just went. I don't know where I went. Anyway, but you
just go
Uwe
phonetically with it. It's fine.
And she is also a very talented sculptor, author, poet, and she's also a very beautiful, wise goddess. If you go to her Facebook page, UVIPOZNANSKY, you will see how beautiful, but you can also go on and see she's very well traveled and very well educated, but she also has a new book called Apart from Love, and she was telling me a little bit about it. So for without any further ado, I'm going to bring UV on and let her tell you about her book and about her talent, that she is very talented. Welcome to the show, UV.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here with you. It feels like home. You make it very easy for me to speak to you. It's almost like sitting across the table from you.
That's my intention. But I'm on your Facebook page, and you have studied in Israel, haven't you?
Yes, my first degree, which is in architecture, I studied in the Technion in Haifa, and at the age of 25, I came here to the United States with my husband and my two kids, and received a teaching assistantship so I could continue my studies to receive my Master of Architecture, and later I changed direction 180 degrees and went to the University of Michigan and earned my Master of Computer Science there.
Now, this is something, if somebody was going to travel to Israel, what is something they would have to be as a tourist go see to get a true, just to see in Israel some of the highlights of visiting Israel?
Well,
this is country I want to visit.
That's wonderful. For starters, I would go to the two main cities, or maybe three. Let's say Haifa, which is where I am from, is a slightly sleepy town, but it has a beautiful topography. It has, similar to San Francisco, say, it has the mountain and it has the beach all around it, with beautiful views over the harbor, which is beautiful at night. Then you have Tel Aviv, which has the hustle and bustle of nightlife. And then you have Jerusalem with all the history that is invested in every piece of land. Especially if you like the Bible, if you are a Christian, a Muslim or a Jew, that's a destination in Israel.
Now, if you've been listening, you just got a history of another country, and it's also an ally and a good friend of the United States, but it's an interesting country. But you've got a new book out, Apart from Love, available on Amazon.com. And you was telling me a little bit about it, but it's really a novel, but it's really written about real life today because of Alzheimer's disease and how families have to learn to cope with it. So how is it really a novel with an education with it?
Well, it starts from a situation that is full of strife, full of conflict, and every piece of dialogue in the book reveals the strong conflicts between every member of the family and another. You have Natasha, who used to be an accomplished pianist, who has been diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's. Now, this disease has a certain stigma, and therefore her family, especially her ex-husband Lenny, has kept it secret from everyone, And at the same time, he has been carrying on a love affair with a young redhead, a woman that reminds him of how Natasha used to be, because she bears a striking physical resemblance to his wife. However, unlike his wife, this young lady is uneducated. She's very coarse in her speech. She talks in slang. She's unrefined and she's direct. And this is the situation when Ben returns to his childhood home. Ben is the son of Natasha and Ben and Lenny. And he returns with a certain love-hate relationship to his father. And he finds himself standing there on the threshold of where he grew up. And he feels utterly awkward when he knocks, a stranger opens the door, a woman he has never seen before. And the first thing that comes to his mind is, what is this woman doing here? And the second thing is, she's young. She's much too young for his father. And the third thing is her hair. Her hair is red. And now the name Apart from Love. This name, the word love appears very rarely in this novel. And so when it does appear, it carries a certain potency, a certain power, because it's so rare that it's even spoken. The first time that it's spoken is when Anita tells Lenny, who is her husband, on their first meeting, she tells him, she's thinking to herself, she says, after a while, I whispered, like, just say anything to me, anything. And I thought, any other word apart from love, because that word is diluted and no one knows what it really means anyway. Anita comes, of course, from a background that taught her not to trust men and not to trust in love. And then when her relationship to Ben, to the son, starts to develop, she says to him, she says, why can't you say nothing? Say any word but that one, because you don't really mean it. Nobody does. Say anything apart from love. And then when Ben thinks about her, that's the one occurrence when he uses the word love. He says, for my own sake, I should have been much more careful. Now, even in her absence, I find myself in her hands, which feels strange to me. I'm surrounded, and at the same time, I'm isolated. I'm alone. I am apart from love. So the word apart from love kind of is colored by two meanings. One is say anything except love, and the other meaning is I am isolated. I am apart from love. And so to answer your question, what can we learn from this book is that we strive to come from a state which is apart from love and try to become a part of love.
That's a very profound statement, because how many people in the world feel they are in love but don't understand it and are really apart from love, do you feel?
Right. I think most people, because of various reasons, because, you know, life is so busy nowadays. Everybody is multitasking. Everybody wants something from everybody, and they see events only from their own point of view, and they don't try to see it from the other person's point of view.
That is absolutely right on the money there, Yuvi. And,
yeah.
You know, and Yuvi is pronouncing your name right, isn't it?
It's actually pronounced Uvi, just like
Uvi.
Yeah.
Uvi. Now, that's a very pretty name you don't hear every day, but I'm on the show with Uvi. She is very groovy and very wise for you guys. But I'm on her Uvi art gallery. I was on there last night, and I got into the sculptures, and I was looking at them. And we'll get back to from Apart from Love. It's available on Amazon.com. But if you go to just Google UVI Art Gallery, and you're going to see how talented. And you'll see these sculptures. And they were fascinating to me, because that is talent there. And tell some people about your sculptures, because they have to see these.
Well, the first thing to know about my art in general and my sculpture in particular is that I try to stretch the envelope every time I create something, and I try to use different materials. Some of my sculptures are made with clay. Some of them are cast in bronze. Some of them are paper sculptures. I think that the ones you are referring to are bronze sculptures of... this is a subject that I love to describe, which is the relationship between men and women, and it's expressed through the poses of a dance. And each one of these sculptures is one verse in a poem that I have written, and the pose expresses the feeling in that verse of the poem.
Now, I have a question. Are these sculptures for sale?
The bronze ones, I can sell them because I can create a limited edition. The clay ones, those I don't sell because they're one of a kind. Yes, so the answer is yes for the bronze.
And so if they come and it's, they can email you, it's uvi@uviart.com.
Correct.
And they can get in contact with you about these. But
right. And the bronze sculptures are half. Thank you. And the bronze sculptures, in terms of size, are half life size.
So, half life size. So that
yes.
means they're like about 3 foot tall, right?
Yes. Yes.
You can spend a long time looking at the artistry right here on this gallery.
Thank you. And the wonderful thing about sculpture relative to the way you view paintings, for example, is that with sculpture you can move around it and from every angle you see something new and surprising. You know, it's just like life, right? You see things from different angles, you discover them. So it kind of evolves with time, the way you absorb a sculpture. With a painting, you absorb it mostly all at once, unless it's a very big painting. Our perception, our visual perception, allows us to take in a painting all at once. But a sculpture, you take in a little bit at a time as you move through it, as you engage with it.
And I just clicked on Uvi's oil paintings, and these are as good as anything I've ever seen. I'm not too much, I don't understand oil paintings a lot, but I look at the texture and the vibrant veracity of these, and they stick right out. But the first one, and then there's the one that's in the second row down, but the very first one where it looks like it's a war scene or kind of like a Romeo. How would you somebody open up their enterprising energies like you have to paint? Because something I feel, and I'm going to ask you this question, Uvi, do you feel that to move the world forward, that innovation and the artistry and all people's talent is what will move the world forward when we break away from the current situation, the way we live?
Yes, I think that in general, I think that everybody has a creative touch. And you can see that when you look at children, and you see that they have no hesitation to create. You know, you put a piece of clay in their hands and they would right away go into it and create something out of their imagination. But somewhere along the journey, you know, as we grow older, somebody must have told them, you know, you're never going to make it as an artist, or art is not a way to earn money in this world, or something like along these lines. And they have left it behind. And it's a little bit like a paradise lost to people. And in my mind also, when I think about creativity, when I think about being in the zone, you know, every artist, or, you know, whatever you like to do, if you like to fix your own car and you're in the zone when you're doing that, you know, time changes its pace when you're in the zone. So when I think about creativity, I think about it as a landscape because there's a wall around it. You know, there's a wall around the zone. You cannot enter it immediately. You know, you get up in the morning and maybe you need a cup of coffee and you need to go to the bathroom and you need to check your email and you need this, that, and the other thing before you sit down and cross over, you know, and the gates open and there you are inside. You find yourself inside. And at that point, everything quiets down. You know, you don't feel how fast time runs. You look at your watch and all of a sudden it's evening already and you've been creating, you've been engaged in something wonderful and all of a sudden it's time to have dinner with your family, you know, because the day has just flown by. It has been that creative. And you know, even within the zone itself also has walls inside of it, little walls. Like if I like to paint and write poems and write stories, I have little walls to cross from each mode of creation into the other mode. You know, for example, when I wrote Apart from Love, Apart from Love is written from several points of view. The point of view of Anita, of the young woman, and the point of view of Ben. And let's say that during the last week, I've been writing 3 chapters in Ben's voice. And now it's time to change course and let Anita tell her story. This necessitates crossing a wall, crossing a certain boundary between his point of view and hers. So even when you are creative, even when you write and you chase your characters and have them talk to you and you transcribe their thoughts to paper, even then there are little walls that you have to cross between one mode of creation to another.
You said something in there, Uvi, that's very, very unique, crossing the boundaries. How do you feel today, just like people are afraid to cross a boundary to extend a hand to another in friendship? Go ahead.
Yes, I think, a lot of people have been hurt in the past by relationships. So crossing a boundary is not an easy thing and can never be taken lightly. You know, to be one with somebody else is a step that takes a lot of risk. And in this country where you have 50% divorce rate, you know, it's hard to put your heart in the hands of somebody else.
Now, you said something of 50% divorce rate. Do you think that comes from immaturity and unwilling to communicate?
You know, I heard a lot of my friends are critical of this high divorce rate. And a lot of people would say that, yes, people are not willing to compromise. They're not willing to see things from the other point of view. It's not like things used to be when people wouldn't divorce, when divorce was looked upon as something that shouldn't occur in families. But on the other hand, in that era when divorces were frowned upon, you had cases where violence in the family, abuse in the family, went unreported, and women had to bow their heads and bear through, you know, a lot of difficulties. So you can see it both ways. On one hand, it's maybe too easy to get a divorce nowadays. On the other hand, it opens the door so that people can escape from a bad situation.
And that's very true. I'm on Amazon.com. I'm on Ubi's Apart From Love, where the book is available to be bought. It's a Kindle edition, a paperback. And it's a very... Did you design the cover?
Yes, I did. If you have just been in my oil paintings section of my website, uviart.com, and the in the top row, the right icon shows you a three-panel painting where the, one of the panels was the inspiration for the cover of the book. And it's three panels. If I can describe them, saying that in terms of the size, they look like the same format of altar paintings, where the central painting is the largest, and you have two paintings on each side. It's inspired by a live model that I painted, and she came to class to model with a piece of fabric, a piece of red silk, and which inspired in me just letting her wrap herself inside this piece of fabric, and a little bit like the same way that you step into chewing gum and you can't get rid of it. You know, you lift your foot and the chewing gum just follows you and sticks around you and wraps you around, and you can barely breathe because it's all over you. You're all tangled. So this painting is about being tangled and not being able to release yourself from it. And indeed, the cover of the book takes part of this painting, the rightmost panel, and uses it for a cover.
The book is Apart From Love on Amazon.com. And where else can they pick up the book, Uvi?
The book is available on Amazon, and it's available on Barnes & Noble website. Same price on both of them. And also, I have converted it to an e-book, so you can get it for your iPad, you can get it for your Kindle, and for the Nook.
And also, we got to go back to, you also have other books out, and I really wanted to bring them up because they're children's books, and they're very, you know, very talented and well-spoken, but you also got wisdom and that people. It's called Jess and Wiggle. It's an animation, and then there's the poems, Now I Am Paper. Tell people a little bit about Now I Am Paper, because I love poems.
Okay. The poem Now I Am Paper is basically a tree talking to a girl who used to climb its trunk and play on top of its branches. And there's a special bond that has been created between the two of them. And now that the girl has started to grow and no longer comes to visit the tree, the tree undergoes a certain process of longing and separation. And at some point during the poem, the tree has been cut off and sent to a paper mill and created anew as paper. And this is the meaning of the name, Now I Am Paper. The tree has undergone death and rebirth. And he tells the girl that now she can listen to its voice because the pages of the book have the same rustle as its own leaves before.
And I'm also back on... Oh, go ahead.
And the illustrations were done as watercolor paintings of trees here in my neighborhood. And after I had the basic drawings, I created animation out of them.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm on your watercolor paintings because I was on them a little earlier, but I really wanted to get more of them apart from loveonair.com, and we're getting down to the last 5 minutes. Now, the watercolor paintings, are they for sale?
The watercolor paintings are not exactly for sale. No, because, again, they're one of a kind, and I'm kind of attached to them.
That makes sense. I see how that happened. But now let's get back. We really want to spend the time from Apart from Love. It's written by Uwe Pazansky, and it's available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, the Nook, the Kindle, and it's really... Allow people to have a feeling of what they'll feel and experience when they read the book, Uwe.
Okay. First of all, in terms of Natasha, who is Ben's mother and stricken by early onset Alzheimer's, she has very few lines of dialogue. And yet she leaves a profound and sometimes troubling effect on the other characters. Every time she appears in the story, it's meant to mark the distance between what she is right now and what she used to be. And this distance is expanding in time from one visit with her to another. In the first line of dialogue, which appears in the first chapter, she asks her husband, she says, "Are you having a thing again?" And you might not notice it in the first read of the story, but the use of the word thing is the first inkling that you get that, unfortunately, words have started to escape her as early as 17 years ago. Now, her son, Ben, at first, doesn't want to admit, doesn't want to recognize what she's going through because he hasn't seen her for a very long time, and he doesn't want to believe the worst. He wants to believe that he can rescue her, that he can bring her back from the dead. Her husband, Ben's father, who is a would-be writer, wants to capture the possibility to remember, because this is what it's about. It's the possibility to remember the past that has been robbed of his wife. And he is trying to record words that are uttered by the other characters. He suggests to both his son, to Ben, and to Anita, his new wife, that they should record their voice and tell their stories to his old tape recorder. And so the entire book is basically tape recording sessions of both of them that are done in an effort to capture the moment.
And it's available at Amazon.com. It's Apart from Love, the Nook and the Kindle and Barnes & Noble. You can go into Barnes & Noble and order it. And if you've been listening, if you've been hearing Uwe's voice and her talent, you can feel the talent slow. So just feel what the book would do to you and how it would take you on your own little journey as you read the book. And it's called Apart from Love by Uwe Pazansky. And anyway, Uwe, I really want to thank you. We're down to a minute. And tell people, I would really like you to tell people how they can open up their enterprising energies to live and then discover their talent.
You just have to believe that you can do it. You can get in touch with who you are, and don't wait for inspiration. That's the biggest mistake. The muse is not there. It's not coming to visit on occasion. You have to sit down and do the things you like to do, whether it's writing or painting or composing music, and the muse will come when you start it, when you practice, when you put it into action.
In that action. And let me really reiterate, go to just Google UVI art gallery and go and look at her sculptures, movie sculptures, watercolor, and paintings, and her books, and you will feel the genuine talent flow and just think how Apart From Love will expand your life and let you go on a journey. And Uvi, we've come to the end of the show. I really appreciate you being here, and I appreciate all the listeners. I really want to thank you. So give them one more piece of wisdom, and I'll close out the show.
I just want to thank you for being so hospitable. And again, it feels like sitting at a table with you and having a cup of coffee with you. And I almost want to ask you if you'll have it with milk or with a slice of cake, because I'm a good baker as well.
What? I didn't hear that part.
I can bake a mean cake. I love baking, and just being here with you feels very much at home.
Well, thank you. And as far as cake, I love eating cake.
Me too.
And having coffee. And maybe that will happen someday. Who never knows?
Absolutely.
And thank you very much. And we will have Uvi back because she's very talented. But she also can embrace and open people up to see their talent. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio is about. And I just changed the name to NLI Radio. That's called Neurolinguistic Innovation. And anyway, but Uvi will be back, and we'll talk more about From Apart From Love. But I really want you to go to her website, UVI Art Gallery, and look at her talent.
And also at my blog. My blog has a similar name. It's called uviart.blogspot.com.
And go there, too, because and read and get a sample of her writings and buy her book, because it will take you on a journey. It's a novel written about real life, actually, because there's a lot of Alzheimer's and all that. And, Uvi, I want to bid you good night.
Good night to you as well.
And nice you have, and you. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. Good night.
And good night, everybody. We'll be here next Tuesday.